I'm Larry Carrasel with Arts Focus. The Springfield Civic Theater presents the Rocky Horror Show in the John Legend Theater this weekend. Here's the director of the production, Laurie Sparrow Knapp.
It came out of Great Britain, where it was this huge success. And the cool thing about it and doing research around the show is that it was so stripped down in the beginning. It was just a group of actors who wanted to make fun of American ideas of sexuality. I mean, really, the whole thing started in Britain as just a total thing on Americans are too uptight. And this is coming out of the 60s. This is coming into the 70s and all of that. So, and then this idea of, you know, Richard Breen came up with this insane score to go with it, which was, I mean, the music is just, it's almost an operetta. I mean, it really borders the line saying that it's a play. Mm-hmm. It's almost an operetta. We do nothing but sing and dance, and there's no intermission. You need to warn the audience. We go straight through. But we figure if we can go straight through with a movie, we can do it with this too. So it's really interesting. And then it came to the U.S., and it bombed. It completely bombed. Americans did not find it funny. They kept adding more to it. Like all the stuff I've read on it is that they just started adding more glitz and more glamour and more things like that, and it just didn't do well. But then the movie came out, and then all of this feedback from audiences and falling in love, of course, didn't hurt that we had, of course, the epic Tim Curry and the, you know, Susan Sarandon and Barry Bostwick and all of them, and Richard Breen himself playing Riff, and Little Nell, all of them, Meatloaf, really kind of brought it up to American consciousness, and it became this cult following. I remember the first time I saw it, I was in college, I was late to the game, and I was auditioning for theater schools in New York, and my friend who went to NYU said, "Let's go see Rocky Horror in the Village." And I remember I was so tired, Larry. I was so tired. I was like, I just really need to go to bed. And then we went, and it was just mind-blowing. It was so amazing to see it in the Village and people up on stage and dressed up and, you know, yelling things back at the characters. And it was just an irreverent explosion of joy, bad science fiction movies, and this fabulous rock and roll. And then the play goes even further because it's live. It's quite a piece of theater.
Do you encourage or discourage the audience from throwing things at the stage or responding, calling back, and whatever?
Part of Rocky Horror is the beauty of the interaction with the audience. We do have some things because we are performing at the John Legend Theater, so we're not going to be spraying water or anything like that. But we do have goodie bags for pickup in the lobby of all the things that we are allowed to use. And we do encourage you to bring your responses. Our narrator, Dr. Stephen Morgenstern, he's hilarious. It's fabulous. Is going to be very interactive with the audience. He's kind of our guide rails to keep us where we need to go. But how do we practice for that? Well, we actually have people. We're going to have people coming in the last week once we get the show up and running to practice yelling things at us so that we know how to hold. But that's the nice thing about Rocky Horror. I mean, we have Thursday, Friday, and Saturday performances. And Saturday's in the afternoon, not in the evening. And every show will be completely different, because the audience matters that much. We do encourage people to dress. We will encourage people to sing along. We want you to do the time warp. Our choreographer, Taylor, has done some brilliant work. I'm not sure how the Phantoms are surviving all the dancing right now. It's kind of off the chain.
What about the musicians? Where do you place the small orchestra for the show?
They'll be on the stage, because they're just a big part of it. There's really no separation from the music and the action. And as a director, I thought long and hard about it, and I'm like, you know what? Because at the core of Rocky is this amazing story that is supported with this music that so many people know. The people who play the Phantoms, which are kind of like people who do everything around us, will be supporting and singing and dancing and doing all of that with them. But they're as much as part of the show, so put them on stage.
Laurie Sparrow Knapp is the director of the Rocky Horror Show, presented by Springfield Civic Theater this weekend at the John Legend Theater. Get more details at springfieldcivictheater.org. I'm Larry Carrasel. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.